are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Davey Crockett, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. You've just tuned in, latalkradio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. How are we doing today? Boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you. First and foremost, thanks for tuning in, tapping in, and turning it on. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. If you guys want to email me live on the air, you can do that. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can also call in live on the air if you feel inspired by anything that we're spitting at you, right? 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Listen up, guys. We have a crazy show. Not only is it crazy, it's a little out of the norm of what you're used to thinking and into the reality of the way that is most productive for yourself, for the people around you, and for your well-being, for your happiness, for everything that matters, man. We have the one and only Shia Prince Eternal. How you doing? It's such a pleasure. It means so much to have you in the studio. Talk to us.
I am doing absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Full of joy. Which
Beautiful.
Is, by the way, the purpose of why we are here.
That is exactly the purpose of why we are here. We got Shia to tell us some educated information about our very own, well, not our, feels like our very own, Abraham Hicks. Shia is a teacher and a coach of the one and only Abraham Hicks. For those of you who aren't familiar with Abraham Hicks, this is a channeler, a person. Well, we're going to get into it a little bit more. I want to introduce everybody else that is sharing the vibes with us in the studio today. We got Brother Ken.
Yo, yo, what's going on?
Yo, man? yo, how you doing, Brother Ken?
Doing good, man. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nice, man. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio. It's just, it's a blessing to get such wonderful energies, such wonderful people, good vibrations And the one and only co-host, J Money Pyro, Josh.
How you doing, Los Angeles? Thank you, David Crockett, for having me on the show.
You're welcome, brother.
Yeah.
How's everyone feeling today, first and foremost? To talk about the show, right? What we're talking about today, the most important question is what I'm about to ask. How are you feeling, right? Mm. How are you feeling today? Josh, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right. I was feeling a little sluggish this morning, but yeah. I feel the energy picking up.
You drink
today,
too much last night?
No.
I'm just messing with you.
It's all good, my friend.
Brother Ken, how are you feeling on this beautiful Sunday?
I'm doing good,
vibes.
Man.
Yeah?
Feeling splendid today, yeah.
Yes, bro.
You know, early jazz Sunday feeling mornings, you know what that's like.
Yeah, totally, man, totally. And, of course, Sister Shia. Such a pleasure. I'm so excited to have you in the studio. Just so the listeners know, Shia has been studying Abraham, the teachings of Abraham, for many, many years. She has devoted her life pretty much to spreading the positive word. Now, see, this is not like... Just so we're all on like the same page here, right? Dave's Good Vibration Station isn't a show where we're going to... come on here and broadcast, you know, you need to be this way. We're trying to change you. This is the right way. Like, there's no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a religion here. There's no religion in this studio, in this vortex, right? And what it is here is like, it's a perspective. It's a way of thinking. If it works for you, that's beautiful. It's wonderful. And there's like divine, infinite power that's held. Once the information and the knowledge is applied, if it doesn't work for you, you will find something that does just as this works for us. Shia.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So many times we think it has to be a certain way or it has to be a certain religion.
Totally.
It does not.
Right.
It depends on what you resonate with. All of this comparing or measuring is totally unnecessary from my perspective.
Yes.
As long as it feels good for you, as long as it keeps you in your alignment when you get in trouble, because we all get out of the vortex.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
We came here to do that. We came here to experience joy. We came here to expand the entirety of the universe. And the way we do that is actually, as Abraham teaches, through contrast.
Yes.
So when the contrast comes, it's a good thing.
Totally.
It's a good thing.
Now, I just like so the listeners know, see, we've been listening to Abraham. We know, like, the vortex, the contrast is good. You know, you get the lingo. You start, you know. For the listeners out there that we're just introducing these ideas to, being the phenomenal, amazing, wise individual that you are, can you expand a little bit on, number one, the vortex, and then number two, can you explain to people what contrast is? First, the vortex.
Absolutely, no problem, and thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Shia, you're awesome.
You are too. So here's the thing. The vortex is that feeling good place.
Yeah.
Imagine when you're happy. You're laughing, you're having fun with your children, your spouse, your friends, whoever it might be. You're having wonderful, wonderful fun.
Moment living.
Moment, oh yeah. My goodness, and it feels so good.
So good.
Oh, you're happy.
Yeah.
That is when you're in the vortex.
Totally.
We all experience being in the vortex.
And what happens when we're in the vortex? What happens to our ability to create, right? Our alignment. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know where I'm going?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We expand.
We expand.
We totally expand.
Our cells expand.
It totally.
Physically.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Totally. So, go on. Love
it. So being in the vortex feels so good. It's almost like flying high. You
right.
know, it's just like really, really flying high. And a lot of times people think, especially once they learn about the vortex, or those of us that are studying Abraham teachings, we think, oh my God, I never want to get out of the vortex. Never, ever get out of the vortex.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. Listen carefully to Abraham. They tell you, it's okay to get out of the vortex. Don't try to stay in the vortex. Only find your way back to your alignment by reaching for the next better thought. That's the secret.
Right.
Know that when you get out of the vortex, don't judge yourself. Don't judge anybody else who's not in alignment at that time, because we are all in our core source energy.
Totally.
So The vortex basically is feeling good. You're going to feel good, and then there's going to be times when you don't feel so good.
Totally.
That's when you need the tools. That's when you need to know how to bring yourself back into alignment by reaching for the next better thought.
Right. Exactly.
Practice. It takes practice, though.
Totally, it does.
This doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
So.
There, I feel like there's definitely like a switch that was like, at least for me personally, like when I started listening to Abraham, there's like a switch that's like flipped. It's like an on switch, and it's really phenomenal because like each and every and listeners, this is the whole point of the vibration station. Literally, like to sum up why I come here and why we come here every week and try to just raise your vibration is we're just trying to get you to think about what you're thinking about. We are so quick to react. We're so quick to like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Like that sucks. That's ugly. You know, that's not my preference. Okay. Right. But like, instead of that, instead of reacting, we need to focus our thought. Thought is like, so the whole idea is that like, right, thoughts are things and everything. I love this. Think about this. Okay. When you passionately believe, a beautiful quote that Dr. Wayne Dyer actually quoted in one of his tapes, right? Dr. Wayne Dyer, another good one. He goes, when you passionately believe in what doesn't exist, you create it. And that which does not exist has not been sufficiently desired. So what that means is to create something, right? When you passionately believe in what doesn't exist, your thoughts will actually create it. They will materialize. And anything, that which does not exist, has not been passionately desired. Or has not been sufficiently desired. So the idea is that we're trying to get you to understand that your thoughts are like little workers. Your thoughts are like little men that are like sculpting this like house, this mansion for you. And every single thought that you think is like another wood. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you're building. Do you know? Like she is like trying to say it for me. Like you should say it better than me. But like. The idea is we're trying to get you to understand that everything that you think, you push into creation. So the more that you focus on what you don't want, the more that you just reinforce for yourself that you don't have it. That's why people without the money are constantly saying, oh, I don't have the money for that. Oh, I can't buy that this week. That's why you don't have cash, because you constantly, every single time you think about money, and how many times a day is money brought up? How many times a day, right, are you reinforcing yourself that I don't have enough money? I don't have enough money every single time it comes. So the idea is to change that. The idea is, like Shia and I were talking about earlier, we were all talking earlier, we need to celebrate before it manifests. Celebrate before you get rich.
Exactly.
Be happy,
exactly.
Right, Shia? Tell us about that.
Feel it. Feel the whole feeling of it. Yes. Abraham says all the time, put yourself in the space that you feel like you would feel when you're wealthy. Put yourself in that space.
Exactly.
How do you feel? You feel comfortable.
Right.
You feel secure. You don't worry about anything. You know you can buy whatever you want.
Whatever.
You can afford it. You never have thoughts about, oh, I might be spending too much.
Right.
You never hold that kind of vibration, because anytime we do, then that means we are defeating the purpose of putting it out there of what we want and allowing it to come.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
It's so important for us to think about what we do want rather than what we don't want.
Totally.
And that's all part of being in the vortex, because as long as we're in the vortex, in alignment with who we are and feeling good, we can control our thoughts. But it does take practice, as I said earlier. It's not going to happen overnight. Anything you want to get good at, you don't see an Olympian just say, oh, I'm going to win the gold medal.
Right.
So I'm just going to walk over there and win it.
Right.
No, they're going to practice and practice and practice until they get it right.
And they're going to see themselves, right? They're going to know that they're going into the Olympics to win.
Yes.
Right? It's like,
yes.
It's like a knowingness. It's, see, and everything, and this is the thing that we're trying to express to you. It's, it's a new way of seeing the world that you live in. You are no longer an individual operating in this big world. You are the big world. Like, you are the individual. You are like, you're like a magician, like, just casting, like, spells with your thoughts.
Yes.
And they're, like, just creating.
Yes.
And but you're like, it's true. You're like, you're this master, powerful creator. And, like, we don't even, we just go on with our day. And it kills me to think that, you know, people, now, okay, I want to say it kills me to think that people, you know, get up every day. And I'm one of them. I'm totally one of them. Get up every day and work, you know, like, 9 to 5 or, like, all day. You know what I mean? And then, you know, go home just to meet ends meet. And then they're like, oh, I don't have enough money. You know, totally been there. Totally all okay. But it kills me because we are such infinite beings. But that is part of it. That, like, working the job and being in it, I feel like and I'm dealing with this own hustle, like, in my mind right now. Like, I'm dealing with this thing where I'm like, I know my dreams and I know, like, where I want, what I want to be supported by. And I know that my
right.
dreams can support me,
absolutely.
Like, way beyond what I think they can. But still, every day, I'm getting up and going to my job.
Mm-hmm.
And still, every day, like, I love what I do. Like, I'm not complaining. I love what I do. I'm super blessed to have my job. But it's not my highest excitement. It's not, you know, my passion, per se. It's not, like, what... So, my point is, every day that I go to my job, I'm still reinforcing myself that even though it's not here now, this is all part of it coming into creation.
Absolutely.
Like, me going to the job for 6 years is part of having the mindset of constantly reinforcing myself that I can create. I can create. And this job is allowing me to deal with whatever I'm allowing myself to deal with. Otherwise, I would have the perfect job. If I could deal with it, if I was allowing it, if I did want it truly, I would have it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So for those people out there that, like, are struggling and that not, you know, struggle, yeah, or even just, like, doubting themselves, like, well, I've been doing the same thing for so long. Right? Jump in, Shia.
Yes, yes, yes. You have a very good point there. A lot of us experience that. Recently, I was talking to a friend, and she said, well, how do you pay your rent? I was so upset with her for asking me that. Why was I
totally.
Upset? I just totally got out of the vortex immediately.
Totally.
Because I know that I'm working on bringing myself into alignment with everything that I want. And in the process of bringing myself into alignment, then I don't want to have to explain that because I'm in that groove.
Totally.
I'm like, okay, so I'm working on this. I'm believing. I'm totally holding that vibration.
Yeah.
However, that let me know, that was contrast letting me know, okay, but it's still not totally that set point that you want it to be. Otherwise,
totally.
It would not upset you. You would just say, I'm doing everything I love, and that's how I'm paying my rent.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and
you'd be happy when people asked you.
Happy.
Because
more
then
than
you'd
happy.
Be inspiring them by your answer.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
I have a question for Josh.
Hi, David.
How do you feel, man? How do you feel about all this? You're silent, brother.
Okay.
Is there something that you don't? Because seriously, this station is about spreading the word and helping people.
Yeah.
If there's something that you don't get or you're not resonating with,
I resonate.
I want to hear it because other people aren't resonating too. And
all
I want to hear it, right? So we can like, get it on the table.
I feel
okay.
You. It actually has to do a lot with last week's show. Remember last
I know,
week's show?
I love it. Let's
remember
hear it.
Last
yeah,
week's show?
I do remember last week's show. Just for the listeners, last week's show, you guys already know because you tuned in, just a recap, is we talked about not losing yourself for somebody else. Okay, and I was telling Josh
and
the importance of staying in that constant happiness,
in
being
that vortex,
unconditional
exactly.
happy. I was saying stay in your vortex and it will come. And okay, so go on. What don't you get?
Okay, so
I know you get, but yeah, what's your
for last week's show for our awesome guests that we have here in the studio?
Awesome
today.
Guests. We love you guys.
Ken,
Sister Shia.
Sister
love
Shia,
you guys.
Yeah. So last week's show, brief recap. I was going out with a really nice girl, you know, I thought we connected really well, and then she just stopped texting me, and I get all these negative thoughts and bad thoughts in my head.
Right, that's
and right. I was talking to David, I was telling David this, and David was telling me, dude, you gotta live in the moment, you gotta be happy, you gotta stay happy. And the problem with me is that I have problem. I have problems.
I have problem.
I have problem. I just came back.
I have problem.
I just came from Russia. No. Okay. So anyway, my issue is that I need reassurance for my happiness. And I know that's a huge issue I have. I feel like that if I don't have proof to be happy, I cannot be happy. And that's a huge issue I'm having. And Sister Shia, I would love to have some of your advice. Maybe... you know, reassure me on totally. How to get my happiness back without relying on other people.
Absolutely. I would be happy to answer that. I get that question a lot, and I have questioned myself about it, and that is how I can be a better coach.
Awesome.
Here's the thing. When you go through a situation and somebody is doing something that does not feel good,
yeah.
The major thing that Abraham has taught is you are not responsible for my happiness. So that's pretty heavy and deep, and it's pretty much against everything we've ever learned.
Mm.
We've learned that our family is responsible.
Right.
We've learned that our children are responsible.
Right.
We've learned that our parents, our lover, whoever it is, you're responsible for my happiness.
Right.
Let me just tell you through this way. I have written a spoken word called Rocking This Baby.
Yes. Mm. Let's hear it.
And that is the whole message portrayed in that is let everybody else off the hook and rock your own baby. Be happy in yourself. Love yourself. When you love yourself, you soothe yourself. You make yourself feel better when you go through things like that.
Mm.
Reach for a better thought and go, what can I do, Josh? What can I do to you, Josh, to make, you know, you're talking to yourself. You say, Josh, what can I do to make you feel better? Can I take you somewhere special that you really love?
Mm.
Can I just soothe you in some way to make you feel better?
Totally.
I'm telling you, it really works. It's about getting in touch with you, and that's how you come into alignment
right
with
on.
You.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do it. It's called Rocking This Baby.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm done. Love it, love it.
You know why I'm rocking this baby? I'm rocking this baby to comfort its soul. I'm rocking this baby because it just don't know what the future holds or the past already did. I'm cradling lovingly this wonderful baby because one day, it gon' forget just how beautiful it is. It came across some things that it didn't understand. And its mama couldn't help it, cause she came across some of the same things. And neither could his daddy. He didn't have a clue. So they all did the best they could off of the stuff they knew. And I thought about it, and I said to myself, I'm gon' rock this baby till it don't hurt. No more. And every time I feel a hurting here or there, I's gonna sit right back down in that wonderful rocking chair. And I'm gonna rock that baby again and again. And when I get up, I'm moving on to brighter other things. Cause we don't have to understand it to feel it in our souls. We all is one big baby of love, rocking together and loving each other. And when we think about it that way, all we got to do is move on to brighter other things. Rock your baby, whoever you are.
Oh, that's
awesome. And wherever you are, rock your baby.
Shia Prince Eternal.
Soothing words.
Love
from
it.
Shia.
I love it.
Spoken word is a whole nother thing, man.
Whole nother thing, man. I love it. Huge fan of spoken word.
Thank
that was
you.
Beautiful, Shia.
Thank you.
So I love that Josh asked that. I love that Josh is here asking this because I feel like I feel like that is the main for me, it was mine too. Like, how do you make the jump between your entire life, like, understanding that, oh, like, here's my car keys. I have my, like, okay, I know that I have my car keys, right? But then, like, if I don't have my car keys, I don't have my, like, I'm not going to drive. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, knowing, like, here's my car. Or, like, I have a girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. Do you know what I'm saying? But, like, how do you make the jump from, like, I don't have a girlfriend, but I know without a shadow of doubt, right? Beyond a shadow of doubt, that there is a girl that is matching my vibration right now, waiting for me. But it's making the jump. So it's like, how do we do that? You just do it. You just understand that, like, it's you that opens up. It's you that aligns. It's you that is existing in this infinite universe of possibilities. Yeah. And if there's an infinite universe of possibilities, then there's an infinite number of chicks that'll vibe to you, depending on your vibration.
Remember that movie
chicks.
Matrix?
You know?
Remember that movie Matrix, guys?
Totally.
Yeah. Movie Matrix?
Yeah.
When they're on the rooftop and Morpheus tells Neo, free your mind.
Free your mind.
And you will jump.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he falls.
And he falls because he did not free his mind.
Yes.
I think that movie really sums up about how some minds can really be trapped. And you have to learn to free your mind to escape that box, escape that prison that we make ourselves.
Totally.
And it's really important to just free your mind.
It is.
And it gets really tough sometimes. It gets really tough. I have issues freeing my mind and just relaxing and just thinking about how I can be happy, how I can move on from all the negativity that surrounds me.
That's really interesting that you just said that. Talk about synchronicity.
Yes.
I actually just got an email from a listener.
Oh, wow.
It says, hey, Dave and Shia. It says, there you go. Can you describe the process of how people can find a happier thought when there is a sad, sick, or angry... Wait, I'm sorry. Can you describe the process of how people can find a happier thought when there is sad, sick, or angry people or situations around us? How can we think happy now with the constant pounding of negativity all around us that's happening? Thanks, Alyssa. So... I guess where Alyssa's coming from is there is a stressful situation constantly, possibly a difficult living situation, right? Possibly like, you know, you go home, she goes home, and it's not a peaceful environment. There's ruckus, there's things she doesn't want to attend to. So her question is, she gets the idea, staying happy, right? But how are you supposed to stay in this constant state of bliss and excitement and enjoyment when you live in negative surroundings?
Right, right. Okay, hello, Alyssa, and thank you for asking that question. I totally understand you asking that question. The way to be, Abraham teaches about that the way to actually become happy in spite of your circumstances is to focus your attention on yourself. If you really think about it, most of the time we are unhappy, it's because of somebody else. Somebody didn't do what we wanted them to do. Somebody didn't come up to the plate.
Right.
You understand? We're disappointed. We feel rejected, betrayed, or whatever all of these other negative feelings are. But when we really get into loving ourselves, when we see that we totally are source energy flowing through our body, when we realize our own greatness, then we don't have to depend on anybody else to validate us or to keep us happy.
Right.
That may sound a little far-fetched in the beginning. But again, it just takes practice. So here, you start at, you don't try to jump from A to Z. You start at A and go to B.
Right,
absolutely. You know, you take a little thought. You take little baby steps. You don't see a baby jump up out of the crib and just walk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So in other words, you have to take the steps, a step at a time. If you feel like everything is going wrong, then think of the one thing. The one thing, there is something. If you totally try to focus on one thing that makes you feel better.
Totally.
Abraham also teaches going general and not focusing on anything in the beginning. Just think about, okay, the ocean is beautiful. The mountains are nice.
Yes,
the
totally.
Flowers are
just
nice.
Just finding.
There
right?
you go. You know what I'm saying? Find something that feels good and then go from there. Keep on reaching for another thing that feels good. Go bath, go to the beach, go do something that makes you feel really great. Go outside, lay in the grass, and just look up at the sky. put forth more effort into something, anything that's going to make you feel better.
Yes.
And then you'll see as you practice that and you stop wanting other people to make you happy and right. you just focus on making you happy.
Right.
Then pretty soon you'll get good at it.
Right.
Trust me. I used to be very, very, very easily, you know, off my alignment or out of the vortex
totally.
Or sad or whatever. And then I just would stay in it.
Right.
But now I've learned I don't have to stay in
it. You like bask in it, right? Because it's like you like get all grimy in it and you start.
Yeah.
Gets you all down.
You want to hold on to the pain. That's another thing, too. You just made a good point there. Dave, because sometimes when we're in that, right. we want to be in it.
We want to. It
we
feels like
hold on to
as
that
much
pain.
As much as like we you know say like you know oh well I just like we want it.
Exactly.
We want it. We're like asking for it. What the thing that like people just need to get that like I'm trying to like inject into the society is to understand that right you are responsible for the way that you feel. I can't stand like and I know I'm hypocritical saying like you're responsible for the way you feel but I can't stand right it's true right talk about hypocrisy at its greatest no seriously it no I can stand it of course no it's just like it like it makes me like bummer when people like man when people are like well you if it wasn't for you doing that then I would no, like, if it wasn't for you feeling that way, then you could feel any way you want.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
you can't, and this is another thing that, like, people just need to understand. It's about empowering. Like, when you put the way that you feel on somebody else, do you know how much power you just gave up?
Hello.
Exactly. Do you know what you just ripped out of yourself and threw on some gold? You just took your gold and you just handed it to someone
wow.
else. You're just
wow.
like, yo, I'm giving you all of my
power.
Ability to do. You can make you fucking tell me how I feel.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You want
exactly.
me to be your puppet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
you're like, wait, no, but I have an infinite source of this gold,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
So Alyssa, you got people that are not vibing with you. You got a situation that's not your ideal situation where you want to be. Start thinking instead of focusing, because through your email, I could tell that you're focusing, right? It's hard not to, but you're kind of focusing on, right? How could I, you know, how could I get happier when there's constant negativity? How can I think happy when there's constant pounding of negativity all around? Let's not focus on the constant pounding and negativity. Let's focus on the what we can find to be happy. And every single time something pops up, look at it like a game almost, you know? It's
yes.
like this is a game of empowerment.
Yes.
We're a game of empowerment.
Yes.
So right now, like we're at level one. Like all of my power, Alyssa, is like in my surroundings. Like this negativity, how I'm going to stay happy when this is – okay. We're going to use this as a game and see like how much power I can give myself by finding happiness in my surroundings. And the more things that I can smile at in my surroundings, like the more things that I can look at and be joyous about and just be like,
exactly.
I don't give a shit. Sure. I don't give a shit. Sure.
Yes.
you know, like
exactly.
That's how, you know, then you just won. You're leveling up.
Yeah.
And the more you level up, the more you'll find your reality will start supporting that.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing that can stop the infinite, powerful, creative forces of the universe. There's nothing. If you reflect back happiness, joy, and laughter in everything in your reality, even if you're on, you know, even if you're on Skid Row, do you know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, this is, you know, you find, I'm trying to use like opposites, like you're in a, you know, kind of,
yeah.
like heavy place, dense place where people
right.
are like, you know, good people are trying to get by. Do you know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah.
you know, and then you find happiness in that. The universe will do nothing but respond like into happiness. You won't find yourself in the same place. You
exactly.
will not find yourself in the same place.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. The universe
yes.
guarantees it.
Yes.
And the
yes.
only reason why you are finding yourself in the same place is because you don't believe in yourself. That's it. That's just what it comes down to. And once you like once you just embrace that and you take full responsibility for that, that's when you're an infinite creator. Right? Yeah. That's when you're an infinite creator. It's true, though. That's just what it comes...
Creations.
I have this beautiful quote. I just want to say this one beautiful quote. And, like, I'm always... She and I were talking before the show, like, a few weeks ago. And the first time we called each other, we just hit it off. And thanks to Brother Ken over here. And she was saying how, like, she always writes down, like, she'll be listening to Abraham. She'll, like, stop the tape and then reverse it and, like, write something down. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I did is, like, I was listening to, like, a few different speakers. And, like, it was just a day where I was at work. And every time I'm at work, I'm just pumping that in my head, you know, just trying to, like, you know, constantly remind myself. But right. I came up with my own, like, little quote, right? And it just, like, resonated hard with me. And I was like, damn, like, if everybody, seriously, if everybody just had this cloud over their head,
right,
unstoppable. Think about this. So, I'm still going through puberty. No.
Nice.
Check this out. I feel amazing and ecstatic all the time, right? And this is just a reinforcement. This is, you're just trying to say this to reinforce yourself.
Right.
This is why, Josh, I feel amazing. There's not a girl.
Tell me.
I don't have anything I want. I don't care. This is why I feel amazing.
Tell me.
I feel amazing and ecstatic all the time because I know that all that matters is the way that I feel. And as long as I feel excited, appreciative, and happy, everything and anything I've ever wanted, needed, or desired flows easily and abundantly into my life. Right, go on.
I was going to ask, do we just create this happiness out of nothing?
No, out of directed positive intention, out of your thought. Your thoughts are things. Your thoughts are physical, powerful things. Think of your thoughts. Mm. Put it this way. This iPhone that you have in your pocket that we hold in our hands, this is a physical thing that we're holding.
I love it.
But before it was ever a physical thing, it was an idea. A dude thought in his brain, okay, we're going to have a little mini pocket thing. There's going to be a little button that you're going to... It was a thought. And then that was acted upon, just like the thing earlier. Anything that doesn't exist, right, just hasn't been...
Desired enough.
Hasn't been sophisticated or properly...
Thought on. The vibration, right. The energy put out there to create that vibration.
And when you passionately believe in something that doesn't exist, you indefinitely create it.
Yes.
Right? So that's that whole idea. So the idea, Josh, is that you know what you want. You've been, like Abraham says, you've been blessed. You've been born with a guidance system.
Yes.
Do you want to touch on that a little bit, Shia? The guidance system?
The guidance system basically is... One of Abraham's most famous quotes is, nothing is more important than that you feel good.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's what I have to say to you, and that's what I have to say to Alyssa. Find what feels good. The guidance system is our feelings, our emotions. That's what tells us whether we're off or whether we're not, and it's a good thing. It's not about judging ourselves when we feel off.
Right.
It's about noticing how that feels so that we can reach for something that feels better.
Yes. Mm.
And so that's what the guidance system is all about.
Exactly. The guidance system is the understanding that think of a compass, right? You know, like, let's say you're Christopher Columbus. What a jackass, but like whatever.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Let's say like, and you don't know, where your feelings are your compass, right?
Yes.
You know this doesn't feel good. Change the direction.
Just change it.
Shia, I want to hear more of like what. Just talk. You know, just talk.
Okay, that's what I love to do the most.
Seriously, I want to hear more of the influential Shia. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm every time you speak, it's such gold. It's like. I want to hear, like, what are some of those key points that, like, you want to tell, like, Josh, okay, Josh. And now Josh here is a metaphor for everyone that's listening, right? Josh and Brother Ken. Brother Ken's just vibing it, man.
Yeah,
he's vibing it, brother.
Chilling and vibing.
You know, I'm very intrigued by all the, like examples you guys give from like movie references, and right now you're speaking about this compass, like, you know, kind of like, and I was gonna give you a movie reference. If you think about pirates, right? That compass that he has, it goes to wherever his heart wants, his best desire. That's where it guides him to, you know. And found in the youth.
Crazy, actually. That's like Captain a pretty Jack gnarly. Sparrow.
And throughout the whole show, I noticed you guys have been pointing things out like that, you know, things that we can relate to in our everyday lives. That's just right there for us to see, and it's just really up to you to make the most of it.
Totally, dude.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes, brother. Yes. Ken.
Oh,
Ken. Yes, dude. I'm down. So that's exactly what we're going for. Please, Shia.
It's about keeping ourselves feeling good. Sometimes we get kind of fooled about what makes us feel good. We can be in a totally good spot and then go watch a movie that takes us totally off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about something what you're talking about, Brother Ken, but I'm talking about things that really don't feel good after you watch it.
Right.
You're like, oh my goodness, why did I even watch it?
Yeah.
And then some people don't even realize that. Like, for example, I heard Abraham say one time, you want a good relationship and then you watch a movie about a bad relationship. You know, and that's feeding, that program is feeding into your mind, into your cells. And so it's important. It's really important. What kind of data are you totally introducing to yourself on a totally diligent, regular basis?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? What are you looking at? What are you listening to? What are you reading? What things are you bringing into your consciousness and into your cells? What are you doing?
Totally.
Did you want
to
add on to
just,
that?
I was just like, my girlfriend's like, babe, let's go see The Conjuring. I'm like,
fuck. It was
like
a great movie.
I'm like, no, like, I don't really, like, she's like, why? It's just like a scary movie. It's fun.
That's exactly like, how she I'm sounds like.
I'm like, no, I understand, but it's not like, I love her to death. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just pulling it. But, like, it's funny because it's true. That's the point that I'm...
Exactly.
So go on. That's just, it's funny because it's so true. Yeah, I'm like, listen, honestly, I'm down. Like, I like CGI movies, man. Like, that's fun to, like, you know, go and, like, see, like, planes. All right.
Yeah.
I'm down for that stuff, dude. It's imagination, you know? That's imagination.
Exactly.
That's why
that's
just gold.
But maybe you're processing it where you're turning it into a positive, and that's also possible. Mm. If you're consciously saying, okay, look at the contrast and what happened here and blah, 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 I think that's different.
Right.
But if you're just kind of like la, 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 and just letting whatever wants to download into your conscious into it, I think you need to be more particular.
Yes.
About what is totally entering your conscious mind on a regular
basis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to be particular about who you talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you watch, what you listen to, what you read, everything. There's one time I heard Abraham say, dominate your conversations. And I was like, whoa, let me rewind this. Because you can be talking to somebody and they are talking about things that are just not feeling good at all. And you could have been like high flying in the vortex. And then they say, well, this happened and that happened. And, oh, my mama did this and my daddy did that. And my child just got locked up and blah, blah. No. Okay. Out of the vortex. Okay. And so this is how you do. This is how Abraham taught that you dominate that conversation. First of all, you always hold everybody in their vortex version.
Right.
You always see everybody as beautiful. Don't judge yourself and don't judge anybody else. And then when people are talking.
Wow. That's healthy shit.
It is. Yes. And we were just talking about that the other day too, Shiv, you remember?
Yeah.
About how you got to not judge people for being, as you might want to say, blindfolded and not really being, you know.
Wherever they're at, for being where they're at. Yeah.
Totally.
That's so.
So go on.
Common.
Yeah, sorry. You need to see people in their vortex.
You
and
see
people
in their vortex because we learn something altogether different, even from children. Children don't see people out of the vortex. Children just love everybody until they start observing the people around them.
Right.
They're like, oh, okay, you're standing up on top of your head. That's good.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, yeah, let me try that too. You know, they're just like, they still have that source energy that is pure positive energy.
Pure positive.
Until they learn to be out of the vortex. Mm-hmm. So my point is, be particular. When you're talking to somebody and they're talking things that don't feel good, this is how you handle that according to Abraham. You start talking about something that does feel good. And I've practiced this. Like somebody will say, oh, this happened, blah, blah. And I go, wow, I'm just going to see that person in the vortex before they even go into the long drawn out thing.
Totally.
I say, I'm just going to see that person feeling good. Totally. I'm going to see them healed. I'm going to see that person happy. I'm going to see that person blah, blah, blah. According to my spiritual practice, it feels good to see that. That's how I'm assisting them. But yes. If I focus on what doesn't feel good for them, I'm not assisting them. And once I say that to people, they're usually not going to continue that conversation.
Right.
So that's how we keep a lot of stuff from infiltering into our consciousness or into our vortex. You're like, we're feeling good. Why should we give that to somebody else? Or why should we give it up because of somebody else's stuff?
Exactly.
That they're going through, and then they want you to go through it with them. No, don't get on their disc. Like Abraham, that's a new word. That's another word. But disc is like a wheel that you're rolling on, that you're spinning on. And that's a more newer concept of Abraham, where you spin on your own disc and you don't jump on somebody's disc that's going way down the wrong road. I won't say wrong. I'm not going to have that judgment. I'm not going to put that label to it. But they're spinning on a disc that doesn't feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're spinning on our own disc. And if we really want to keep feeling good and stay in the vortex and stay in alignment.
Right.
We will stay on our own disc. Now, if we accidentally jump on somebody's disc that doesn't feel good, still no self-judgment. I can't stress that enough because in our society, we measure and compare all the time. That's what happens. And then we're like, oh, look at that. Or, oh, what? Why did she do that? Or why did he do that? And judgment.
Right, right.
But did you know that if you're not judging yourself in the beginning, you won't judge anybody else?
Totally.
If you're not feeling some kind of inadequacy in ourselves,
totally.
We won't always be looking for the inadequacy, so-called inadequacy, in somebody else.
It's so true.
But if we see ourselves as the total source that we are, the wonderful, amazing, magnificent beings that we are, and we can see everybody else as that as well.
Yes. And one more thing that I want to add on top of that is, first of all, Shia, you're such a light. You're so great.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Your energy is amazing. Physically and emotionally, you are shining. And I love it.
Thank you.
And same with you, Ken.
What about
physically
me,
and emotionally, you're shining too, brother.
What about me, David?
Josh, you're always shining, man.
You know, and this whole shine is what brought us together.
Totally.
Absolutely. And, you know, absolutely. We're all shining. You're shining, Dave.
Oh, thank you. We got a big aura around your face, man. We got to be, man.
And, you know, and our shine shines on other people because if you noticed this morning how it happened, like I said,
yes.
Like a
snowball. Ken, you know? Talk about that one,
you know,
man.
Just how she was saying right now that, you know, if you hop on somebody else's disc, which is a... in a negative state, or, you know, they're not really doing so good at that time, you have to make, you know, maintain yourself inside your vortex.
Yes.
But at the same time, your vortex could also affect other people in a positive way where it could uplift them and take them out of their negative disc and put them on your positive.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And positivity will always be infinitely, just on a vibrational scale, like more powerful.
Yeah.
Like there's more light. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to physics, like, there's more to it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, guys, this has been such a phenomenal show. I can't thank y'all enough. Before we close this out, I definitely want to get a brother Guarantee.
Yeah,
up on the mic. So, as you know, the Vibration Station is all about promoting anything and everything with a good vibration. We're just gonna play this, and then we're gonna get down. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get down on this. Let's see. We're gonna play. What's a good one? We're gonna do Roots.
Because they're all good.
They're all good, man. They're all good.
Yeah. Shout out to the boy Guarantee. I know he's.
Yeah,
listening.
Guarantee. He's also a producer, so he has a lot of instrumentals on here. I would play some of the instrumentals, but we just. You know, we just want to hear some of the ribbit a brig the rat rat. We just want to hear some. So sorry, brother Guarantee, if this ain't some of your new shit, but it's good. We're gonna feel
love it.
We're feeling it. All right, the Roots. We got Roots.
J and Money P with the Davy Crockett. This is what we're gonna do. High up in the rocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freestyle.
All right.
Roots rush to Italy, initiate with guarantee. Changing to Sicily. Out of one blazing in the F-150. Flying 500 horses. Come and see if you could get me. I'm on the first flight to visit the Sis. Touching down in my hometown, the city that's missed. Known as the largest oil and empire in 476. I'm here to lift it back up. I just couldn't resist. So check it off. Bitch, try not to bitch and get pissed. When you're having trouble keeping up with the shit that I'm about to spit, I'm Maximus, Decimus, Meridius, Victorious. Takes a lot of motivation, so I hope that you're enjoying this. If you're ignoring this, then pay attention. Some music in your ears will lead you in the right direction. Don't be stressing or obsessing. I got what you're requesting, and you ain't even gotta go to college for the lesson. Sitting in the whip, heading out for a trip. Sipping as we listen to some magic rain drips. Drops to the TikTok as it don't stop. Time is sinking into my skin, the grandfather clock. Condensation building up in my pit cock. 808s bumping bass, stumping, making shit hot. Have them start losing their shoes and wearing flip flops. Feel the back draft in the dash, burning your roof off. Single paper world, dollar stack while I'm racking up. Be careful what you're wishing for, an easy slip will fuck you up. Cut you up and rip you up and simply wishing, rather hoping I listen. Now I'm missing what the fuck these haters
listen. Brother Guarantee, we're gonna have him in the background while we give a big old thank you to Sister Shia.
Yeah.
Prince Eternal in the studio. Yes. Wow, oh wow. Do we have some good vibrations? I hope we inspired you. I definitely know we raised your vibration today. And just to let everybody know what you're going to want to do right after the show, since you're already online, you're going to want to check out the Shia Prince Eternal Daily, right? That's Shia's newspaper. That's on paper.li. Check out the Shia Prince Eternal Daily. Also, you can check her out on Twitter. You can check her out on Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn. You can also check out her personal website at ShiaAbrahamCoaching.com. Beautiful, beautiful things. Wonderful things. Also, make sure that you can also email her at loveyourself
at
I-A-A-M-S Shia, right, S-H-E-A-H. .com. That's the one. Guys, thank you so much for such a wonderful, wonderful Ooh. Vibration in the studio. Thank you, brother
dude.
Ken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me, dude.
Love these vibes. Thank you, brother Josh.
I love all you guys. Peace out from me.
Love you guys. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. We will see you next Sunday. Thanks, Guarantee.
Bye-bye, Los Angeles.
Apartment patio, trying to see which way the wind blows. Who knows? Wait a second. I think I hear the freeway screaming my name. Is it some kind of game? I think I'm going insane. But in the meantime, I think I listen to what it is saying. Come here, Max Karen. Quit playing. I shake my head, get a reality check. See, my consciousness is out of attack. I gotta get my brain back. I check the Viasat, cruising to the clinic. Grabbing my prescription, ask the doctor to refill it. She takes the 45 and fills the baggie with the illest. Call my girl cause she's the realest. Ask her if she like to hit it. 30 minutes later, meet her up in my room. Say I got a couple things I need for you to consume. Smoking some purple, green and blue, straight touching the moon. As we sit upon our bed hearing our favorite tune. All of a sudden bass bumping, hitting hard with a boom. Having my flow stay hot like August to June. Sweeping up my competition like a mop and a broom. Say she waiting for my album, it'll drop pretty soon.
Got away with the words on the scooter, you ain't heard that boy. Cold like February, horse mixed with the herb. I was kicked to the curb all alone, spit the flow, now I'm legendary. Yeah. Got away with the words on the scooter, you ain't heard that boy. Cold like February. MG is your turn, MC's gonna learn when it's all said and done.